You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week is Mental Health Awareness Week. With the whole country having just been through a significant period of lockdown, and those of us still in Alert Level 3 lockdown here in Auckland, times have been uneasy and stressful for many. This year, the theme of Mental Health Awareness Week is Take Time to Korero. And the Mental Health Foundation, who leads the campaign, wants people to take a little time, no matter whether they're in lockdown or not, to have a chat this week and connect with loved ones and create space to have open conversations about mental health and well-being. The Foundation has set a daily challenge for each of the weekdays this week to help people do those practical things that benefit mental health. On Monday, the goal was to reconnect with someone you care about. Tuesday, which is today, is to get outside in nature with someone, no matter what the weather. Wednesday is to have a korero about Te Whare Tapa Whā, which is the Foundation's wellbeing model, which was developed by Māori health advocate Sir Mason Durie in 1984, and the model describes health and wellbeing as a wharenui meeting house with four walls. And then Thursday is to connect to people through kindness, so to do a kind act, a random act of kindness, I suppose. And then on Friday is to come together with a group of people and reflect. This morning, I spoke to Chief Executive of the Mental Health Foundation, Sean Robertson, about Mental Health Awareness Week. We also talk about lockdown fatigue, particularly for those of us that are still in lockdown here in Auckland, and also how people can balance supporting their own mental health with supporting the mental health of others, particularly for those finding their household bubbles quite small right now. Here is Sean. So, it's Mental Health Awareness Week this week. Let's talk about it. What does the Mental Health Foundation have planned?
Basically, the theme for the week is korero, so connecting through to other people by having conversations. And every day of the week has a kind of different angle on that, a different theme. So today we're encouraging people to get outside with somebody, even if it's you can't be physically with them because of lockdown. Make a connection. I am literally outside right now looking at a tree in my garden and the manu, and I just text my partner who is at a different bubble and asked her how she's going and whether it's a nice day out her way. So these things, they sound very, very small, but actually Mental Health Awareness Week is all about giving people experiences of things that boost our mental well-being. And in fact, by doing this, by being outside right now, I am giving myself little pops of endorphins, of oxytocin, of serotonin, experiences, you know, moving, going for a walk, connecting with another person that you care about, taking a little bit of time to pause and notice nature. These kinds of things actually change our brain chemistry. They give us tiny little production of dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, and that's what keeps our brains and our emotions healthy.
Why is it important to have an awareness week? Mental health is something that we perhaps should be thinking about most of the time, but why is it important to have this week set out to focus on mental health?
Well, look, I'd love to have Mental Health Awareness Week 52 weeks of the year, and if I could get the resources, I'd absolutely do that. It's a focus for people, and as I say, what we try to do is give people an experience. It's not just sort of words. It's actually encouraging people to do things. And what we're finding is every year it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, hundreds of thousands of Kiwis formally register to do things, you know, let alone the millions that do stuff that we don't, you know, formally know about. And what I find is coolest of all is that people are sticking with it. You know, they're coming back and they're saying, you know, I used the five ways to well-being, or I kept doing stuff that fit within Te Whare Tapa Whā. And that's our aim, really, is, you know, we want a New Zealand and Aotearoa where everybody is putting energy into their mental well-being, their emotional well-being, just like people, benefit from putting energy into just making sure they're keeping working on their physical fitness. These are all things we can do. We don't need doctors, nurses and psychiatrists to do this stuff. For me, I live with bipolar disorder, so yep, I take medication and I do see a psychiatrist from time to time, but this lifestyle stuff is at least equally important to me staying well and having a life that is characterized by well-being. It's me being out here in the garden right now, me talking to my partner, me making sure I look after my sleep, me going for a walk, me having moments of quiet time and a bit of time to really relax, they are just as important to my well-being as my medication, in fact probably more important.
Now, for Aucklanders, we're in our seventh week of our fifth version of a lockdown. I've certainly noticed myself that I'm feeling tired and sort of well and truly over it. And putting energy into focusing on your mental health feels hard at the moment, to be frank. How is lockdown fatigue affecting people? Is this something that the Mental Health Foundation has noticed?
Oh, look, absolutely. We jump to it every time there's a lockdown and do as much as we can to support the community. So, we're part of a national campaign called Getting Through Together, which has been running since COVID began. And we've got a localised Auckland-focused campaign called Meh Time to Me Time. And we're shifting that to Meh Time to Time, because it's very important. It's hard, of course it's hard. You know, the days where I feel depression or anxiety, they're hard days. It's not easy, but in fact that's the time we need to I need to go, what am I not doing, what am I neglecting in my lifestyle? And in lockdown, it's challenging, so it's more important than ever to focus on this stuff. It's actually part of how we get through COVID-19. But look, definitely we are seeing more people distressed, upset, sometimes in significant trouble and just generally over it than we have in any other lockdown. And, no one should be surprised about that.
Obviously lockdown hopefully will only last for a limited amount of time and we'll be back in alert level one at some point right across the country. Is there a concern that there will be a hangover of mental health troubles or feeling sort of, not fully up to things following a lockdown?
Absolutely. There will be a long tail from the whole COVID experience. And, this will add to, what we already have, which is, a very big issue with mental health and well-being in New Zealand. Even the government's own figures, which, by the way, are from 2006, so massively out of date, they say that 21% of the adults will experience significant mental distress in any one year. Now, that's about a million people. So mental health is the biggest health issue facing the country next to COVID-19. And, of course, COVID-19 will be, adding to that. We actually see often, and we saw it certainly in the early part of COVID-19, that people's mental health improves initially in a crisis. And I think that's partly because everybody feels like we're pulling together, and then we get into the roller coaster of actually life's not going to go back to the way it was. Actually, there's been a whole lot of consequences to this.
Bubbles are feeling a bit small, perhaps, for people now. How can people balance supporting their own mental health and getting out there and going for a walk, as well as support others when we're all feeling a little bit,
One of the things that is really good for our own mental health is actually thinking about and giving generously and kindly to others. if you're really concerned about somebody, do reach out. If they are in a place where they want a sort of answer and they say no, don't freak out and don't think that you have to be the one with all the answers. And so just listen without judgment and kind of just validate how people are feeling, like, you know, that must be really awful, or that sounds really stink, you know, or it sounds like you're feeling just really bad and I'm so sorry that that's how you're feeling. If they're really, really struggling, then, you know, 1737 is the national counselling and support hotline. People can contact their GPs. There are places like Youthline, Samaritans. And so encourage the person to maybe reach out in that way. And then the final thing is, you know, if you've got to that point, then check back later and kind of say, did you make that call? How are things now? Yeah, ask, listen without judgment, encourage action, and then check back later. So ALEC, A-L-E-C, is a good way to think about supporting other people.
That was Mental Health Foundation Chief Executive Sean Robinson speaking about Mental Health Awareness Week this week. Sean really stressed in this interview that the practical things you can do for yourself are what really make the difference to your well-being, which is why the Mental Health Foundation's plan for this week focuses on those practical challenges, like getting outside, calling a friend, doing a random act of kindness. If you are interested in learning more about Mental Health Awareness Week and are keen to get on board with those challenges, do head to the Mental Health Foundation website and you can check that out. You can also just type into Google Mental Health Awareness Week and the website for that pops up as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.